Hi, friends. Welcome to Natural Hair Rockstar, the podcast. I'm your host, hashtag Sunshine Abui. Some of you may remember me, though, as Sunshine Loves Peace. But either way, just call me Sunshine. This is a daily podcast where I am sharing the book I wrote, Natural Hair Rockstar, How to Go Natural, Stay Natural, and Rock It. This book is a compilation of the best blogs and discussions from my time as a natural hair vlogger and member of this vibrant online natural hair community. The e-guide will be available as a digital download, and my ultimate desire is to publish the physical copy, like in a high gloss pages, like a magazine that you can keep on your desk. Keep on your desk and add to your natural hair book collection. I personally have a natural hair book collection. Or gift to other natural hair rock stars at the beginning of their journey, knowing they'll be getting the best information and not have to search the internet for it. The guide will also be available on our new social network, so you can add to it, the whole community continue to add to it, and we can get it ready for the 2030 relaunch. We're just gonna keep this movement going. Okay, so since this is all new, let me introduce myself and episode with the introduction and episodes one. Excuse me, the introduction in chapter one also have a good introduction to me, but I'm Sunshine Abui. I'm an inspirational natural hair vlogger and a natural hair success coach. I'm a mompreneur, a modern day Proverbs 31 woman, and most important, your new best curl friend. I've been natural 11 years, and since my first big chop back in 2008, I've been vlogging about natural hair acceptance, networking with naturals, posting YouTube videos, and developing my brand. Like I said in earlier episodes, when I went natural back in 2008, it was such a life-changing experience for me. I just had to talk about it. So I began blogging and vlogging. And would you believe I did not know that there were other people already doing it? I was just like, all I know is I've got something to say and I'm going to say it. So my mission is to make the decision to go natural an easy one for all women and to make the products and education easily accessible. One way I'm doing this today is through this podcast and e-guide. It's my gift to the natural hair community and my Let's Get Back Connected offering. Like I said in the earlier episodes, this book, the information, the knowledge that I have is truly a collective experience. It is not just this is what I think and I'm just so anointed and knowledgeable and have all this wisdom. No, this is based on writing over 300 blogs, networking with over 26,000 women on the social network, working at the flea market in Columbia, South Carolina, a very popular flea market. If you've ever been to the Metro One flea market in Columbia, South Carolina, then you know what I'm talking about. Leave a comment somewhere and let me know that you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, this flea market was like a mall, like an outdoor mall, and it was vibrant and you could shop there up to 5 days a week. This wasn't just a 1 day a week flea market. This was up to 5 days a week. People had businesses there that were consistently there. These were real businesses. And I was out there. I marketed myself as the best shea butter in Columbia. But I said this to say, I was out there 3 to 5 days a week, full time selling my natural beauty products that are now available on queensunshinebeauty.etsy.com. And I was there having conversations with women day in and day out. And those conversations inspired a lot of my videos. I look back on the Sunshine Loves Peace, now Sunshine Abui YouTube channel, and the season of my life where I was living in Columbia, South Carolina, working at that flea market, I produced some of the best videos on natural hair care because I was having those conversations every day. I was out there in the community networking with the women. I was offering myself as a role model, but also getting encouraged, being fortified, networking and building with women who had been natural since before I was born, and really building up my love for Black women, building up my love for myself, building up my love for being an entrepreneur, and building up my love for the vibrant natural hair community. So, although I've been on my natural hair journey and my mompreneur journey for 11 years, now it feels like I've only just begun. And it's amazing to be remastering this information and building it from here. Right now, we're building the new social network, Natural Hair Rockstar The Community. It's a Ning network. We'll be growing together into the most trusted, most recommended online resource for women interested in natural hair care and products. And I really just want to convey to you how crucial your part is. I need you. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this community. I can't wait until there's thousands upon thousands of us tuning in live for daily hair chats and planning big events. Wow! Trust me, this is going to be huge. Our current sufferings don't compare to the glory that awaits us. Oh my God, I'm so dramatic. I know. Okay, so now that I'm all pumped up, let's get into the book. Today, we're in chapter 3, and chapter 3 is commit to increasing your self-confidence. This is a really good one. I'm excited about this chapter, and I'm just going to stop talking, and right now, I'm going to start reading. So I'm sure you don't need me to tell you, but going from relaxed or artificial hair to natural hair is a big deal. As much as I would like to believe that all you have to do is big chop, aka cut all your relaxed hair off, leaving you with your much shorter natural hair and call it a day, I know for many women, it's not that simple. There are emotional aspects to embracing your natural hair as well. When you choose to publicly display your natural hair, not only do you have to navigate the opinions of others, but you also have to navigate your own outdated programming about coily, kinky, Afro-textured hair. With that emotional journey in mind, let's kickstart this e-guide with 4 things to do before your big chop. Things that will help you avoid, or at the very least, help you navigate the obstacles that may attempt to discourage you while on your journey. Number 3. Commit to increasing your self-confidence. As you embark on your natural hair journey, this could be the first time in your life that you are going against the grain and doing something really different from the norm. There may be people in your life who don't respond too kindly to you flipping the script. You may encounter anything from shock and disappointment to downright insults. To be prepared for this, you need to be confident in yourself. You must know that what makes you beautiful and smart and amazing, and you are all that, it's not your hair texture. Subsequently, changing your hairstyle does not have the power to take away who and what you are. You have to know this because some ignorant person out there just might try to make you believe that without your long, relaxed hair or weave, you're no longer attractive. You're going to have to shake that foolishness off and keep it moving quickly. The only way to move beyond these less than edifying comments is to already know the truth about yourself. And that truth is, your hair may enhance your look and express your unique style, but there is so much more to you than that. You are a valuable, strong, beautiful woman, and with each change in your hair, you will continue to be so. You really aren't your hair. you are so much more. What is confidence? Confidence is the ability to find joy within yourself. Confidence is the ability to be satisfied, happy, and content with what you think and feel without needing that joy, happiness, or contentment to be justified by anyone else. To increase confidence in yourself, you have to learn to be your own best friend. Learn to be your own cheerleader. Learn to be your own influencer and guru. Increasing your confidence requires you to make up your mind that you know what is best for you, and you don't need anyone else to agree with you on it. Yes, you will find people who support you, yet their support can only take you as far as your personal confidence has already primed you to go. So, how do you do this? How do you increase your confidence and become your own best friend and cheerleader? Through learning to practice positive self-talk through positive affirmations. The following popular blog post, Natural Hair Insecurities, Overcome Them with Positive Affirmations, will walk you through what positive affirmations are and how you can use them to practice positive natural hair self-talk. And before I read that blog, I just want to interject here. When I say learn to be your own best friend, learn to be your own cheerleader through positive self-talk, I really mean learning how to encourage yourself and think, in this moment that I'm feeling insecure, in this moment where I'm feeling doubt, if I had a super amazing best friend who just made me always feel really, really good and made me feel like I could do anything, what would that person say to me? Or if I had a friend and I was really trying to cheer them up right now, what would I say to them? And learning to say those things to yourself. So that is what I mean when I say become your own best friend, be your own cheerleader. Now on to the blog, Natural Hair Insecurities, Overcome Them with Positive Affirmations. The only thing you have absolute control over is what you think about. You may not always be able to control what thoughts drop into your mind, but you can control what you do with them once they get there. You can decide whether to meditate on them, dismiss them, accept them, question them, etc. Along with the great privilege of controlling what you think about, you hold the key to overcoming your insecurities, especially insecurities related to accepting your natural hair texture or shorter hair length. Positive affirmations are short, positive statements that are aligned with your goals. Any statement that, when you say it, makes you feel like the goal is possible, is happening, is on the way, is a positive affirmation. Any statement that makes you feel like you'll never get where you want to be, that makes you feel bad about yourself or the situation at hand, is a negative affirmation. What makes one positive and the other negative is that one actually helps you get what you want, while the other helps you stay stuck where you are. Everything you say is an affirmation. You're either affirming that you're headed in the right direction and I'm on the right track, or you're affirming that you're not. Use positive affirmations to your advantage in your natural hair rockstar journey by finding short statements that you already believe to be true about your beauty, value, and competence, and say them out loud, write them, and think about them constantly during your day. These short, positive phrases are meant to encourage you and make your existing beliefs stronger. The key to having success with positive affirmations is to continue saying them daily, no matter how you feel. In the beginning, it might feel silly or uncomfortable stating the statements out loud. Therefore, writing them and thinking about them is a great way to start. Set aside time each morning and night to write your affirmations is a perfect introduction to positive affirmations. I am beautiful. My hair is beautiful. Even though I've changed my hair, I'm still as beautiful as I was before. Those statements are all appropriate for use. The goal is to get to a place where you can stand in the mirror twice daily and say each statement and know it's true. The goal is to be able to say them like you mean it and look yourself directly in the eyes when you do. I have found that positive affirmations on steroids work even better for me. Here's an example of a positive affirmation on steroids. This is the hair I was born with, and I will not allow anything to cause me to be afraid of it. I will not hide my hair. I will not hide from my hair, and I will not hide my hair from the world. It is a part of me, and it is beautiful. With each new day, I'm learning more about styling and caring for my hair. Each day, I'm growing in confidence. My hair is beautiful and unique, just like me. I can face the world with a confident smile today. Any sign of disapproval towards my hair or me is not my problem. You could say or write or think that before you leave the house in the morning, as you're getting ready for the day, or on your way to work or school. You can even say it when you receive what you perceive as a negative reaction to your hair. When you feel offended by someone, instead of lashing back, just smile, mentally say your affirmations, and move on. I use positive affirmations daily for many different areas of my life. I write them, recite them, and memorize them. Whenever I'm beginning to entertain inner talk that's not in line with my goals or inner talk that takes me away from my peace, I immediately begin reading or reciting my affirmations. It doesn't take any extra effort because my mind was already about to go down a rabbit hole. I just take control of my mind and direct it towards a better path. I've also learned over the years of trial and error with positive affirmations that affirmations don't work unless you believe them. You can't just toss words out and hope they'll stick. Feelings and belief make them stick. This is why starting with general statements that you already agree with are key. Start easy, and once you build strength around the beliefs you already have, you'll naturally begin to develop even more positive beliefs. So, let's recap. Step 3 on your journey to becoming a natural hair rock star is to commit to increasing your self-confidence and learning to be your own cheerleader. You can accomplish this through the effective use of positive self-talk by way of positive affirmations. Your homework before moving on to step 4 is to find a few statements with which to get started. Begin tonight or this morning. Set aside 10 to 15 minutes, write them in a notebook, doodle them over and over on a piece of paper. Think about them over and over. Imagine hearing yourself saying them out loud. And if you're ready, say them out loud. Then repeat that process twice daily until you're holding your head up and unapologetically rocking your natural hair no matter what. Let's close out this chapter by saying the positive affirmation on steroids together. I'll say it and you repeat it. This is the hair I was born with, and I will not allow anything to cause me to be afraid of it. I will not hide from my hair, and I will not hide my hair from the world. It is a part of me, and it is beautiful. With each new day, I am learning more about styling and caring for my hair. Each day, I am growing in confidence. My hair is beautiful and unique, just like me. I can face the world with a confident smile today. Any sign of disapproval towards my hair or me is not my problem. That concludes chapter 3. Let me know in the comments any experiences you've had with positive affirmations, or share your own affirmations you're going to be getting started with. I can't wait to connect with you. Now, a great place to connect with me for now is over on the new Natural Hair Rockstar Community YouTube channel. It's the new community we're building up as our safe space to share our natural hair journey, ups and downs, triumphs, and unique experiences as natural women in today's society. Today on the channel, I'm talking more about how I'm learning to work with my two different hair textures. I'm sharing episode 2 of Fall Glamour, showing off my whole look of the day. And I'm talking about my hair fail of the week. Can't wait to see you there. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Peace.